When Democrat Andy Beshear bested Governor Matt Bevin in last week's election by a slim 5,100 vote margin, what happened down ballot was also intriguing. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Every Republican running for statewide office other than Bevin easily won election, including incumbent state treasurer Allison Ball, who received the most votes. Attorney General-elect Daniel Cameron was the next highest vote getter. Joel Turner teaches political science at Western Kentucky University. He says the results put Senator Mitch McConnell in a good position heading into the 2020 election.
I mean, you'll hear people say, well, it's a rejection of Trump because Bevin lost. But Daniel Cameron was Mitch McConnell's handpicked candidate in many ways to run for that attorney general seat. He had his full endorsement and he won convincingly.
Governor Bevin received the least amount of votes on the Republican slate, more than 151,000 fewer than Ball, who was the top vote getter. Bevin hasn't conceded the governor's race to Beshear, and a re-canvass of vote totals will be held on Thursday. The process will require county clerks to count absentee ballots and check printouts to make sure the numbers they submitted to the State Board of Elections were correct. Most political observers say it's unlikely a re-canvass will alter the outcome of the race. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.